This is the Smart Poker Study Podcast for players who are always striving to be better today than they were yesterday. Through strategy discussions, Q&As, and poker pro interviews, we'll dive deep into everything related to poker tactics, study techniques, and the mental side of the game, all in an effort to improve your skills, maximize your profits, and to make you a lifelong successful player. This podcast is brought to you by SmartPokerStudy.com, and I'm your host, Sky Matsuhashi. Poker people, make sure you listen to episode number 4, my first Q&A, where I discussed why you should never open limp in cash games. Hey, poker people, and a happy Taco Tuesday to ya! Christmas break is over, the kids are at school, and my wife's at work, so I've got the house all to myself. The rain is gone, sun's out shining, so it's time to head out for a jog. But before that, I've got a great episode for you today. I'm going to discuss two things that we should all be doing every session, but many of us ignore. And those two things are warm-ups and cooldowns. Yes, I know what you're thinking. You just want to play poker, and afterwards you just want a beer. But these two simple, quick things will help us play better and learn from our play. For an overview for this episode, I'll start off by quickly hitting why we need to warm up before and cool down after each session. Then I'll give you some tips and tell you how I'm currently doing each, and I'm only spending 5 minutes in total doing so. And of course, everything I discuss here will be in the show notes for this episode, which you can find and follow along at smartpokerstudy.com/5. Now here it is, today's podcast mission. At the end of this podcast, you'll have a simple and foolproof way of implementing warm-ups and cooldowns in your sessions. So you might be asking yourself a question right now. You might say, why should I warm up and cool down? Well, the number one reason for warming up is to get into your A-game mindset. Now, if you don't know, A-game is playing at your best. Everybody's A-game is different. Phil Ivey's A-game is way better than my A-game, but my A-game might be better than Bob's over there across the table from me. His A-game might be better than Susan next to me. So A-game is playing at your best, and there's another term that we often use, which is C-game. C-game is just playing your worst. It's tilting. It's making bad decisions. It's spewing money at the table, and that's where you do not want to be, and a proper warm-up will help you achieve your A-game mindset. Now, there's many other people, many other facets of this world that do warm-ups other than just, you know, the poker playing world. So every day, you all know that you warm up your car, obviously, before you drive, especially in the winter. Sometimes you let it warm up for 2 or 3 minutes before you hit the road. Let the oil go throughout the engine so you have a nice smooth ride. You're not creating any unnecessary wear and tear on your engine. Sports players, they do a ton of warm-ups. Basketball players are out there dribbling the ball, taking shots, passing the ball, running plays, all that jazz. Long-distance runners, you can't just start running on a cold body. You'll tear muscles, hurt yourself, injure your legs, injure your back, whatever the case may be. So you've got to do those warm-ups. The people that go on Shark Tank practice their pitches before they go out there in front of the investors, in front of the cameras. They know exactly what they're going to say so that they have the best possible chances of their pitch getting picked up. Comedians, before they take the stage, they're warming up. They're going through their act in their mind. Actors, also, before getting to set, they're practicing their lines. They're thinking about their blocking and where they're going to be on the stage in front of the cameras, all that stuff. So all of those different people, all those facets of life, they choose to do warm-ups to perform at their best. You've got to be prepared before each session, just like they do, with a good warm-up, and you'll get there as well. So conversely, another question you might ask is, why should we cool down? Well, the reason I cool down is to reflect on the session. I think about the things that I learned, what mistakes I might have made, and how I could have avoided them, and did I tilt, and if I did tilt, why? What led to that tilt? And I also want to consider, was the session a pass or fail? I always give myself that pass or fail grade after each session. Basically, a pass means I played well, made good decisions, and didn't tilt. And failing is often when I tilt, when I quit the session early, when I'm not paying attention and making very bad decisions at the table. You know, losing money at the table or in the session doesn't equate to failing, but making bad decisions and tilt is absolutely failing for me. So let's get into the steps of warming up. And the number one step, the most important thing that you have to do during your warm up, is ditch the distractions. close those internet browsers, turn off the phones, or at least put them in the other room, no texting, no social media, turn the TV off, ditch the movies, no podcasts, no training videos. That's a big one for a lot of people. Skip the training videos. No alcohol, of course. That will impair your judgment. And ditch the instant messenger and other people. Man, you know, I can't tell you how many times I tried to grind tourneys on a Sunday afternoon, and my boys just won't leave me alone. I have to resort to leaving my office and taking the laptop into the bedroom, telling them not to bug me, then locking the door so that I can actually play on a Sunday when they're home. So after you ditch the distractions, what you gotta do next is whip out that poker journal and answer the following questions. These are the questions that I answer in my journal every single night. Number one is, why am I playing tonight? There's gotta be a reason to play. Am I playing just to make money? Is it a focus session where I'm trying to work on some certain skills? Whatever the case is, I write out my answer. It kind of focuses me on my intent for the night. Question two is, am I in my A, B, or C game mentality right now? The goal with this question is, if I'm in my A or B game mentality, sure, I'll play and I'll do my best to make good decisions and to try to make some money. But if I am in my C game mentality, that's when I really need to assess, why am I there? Did I have a bad day? Am I tired, exhausted? Am I falling asleep? Can I just not focus? Whatever the case is, I might want to just not play the session that night. Question number three is, what's my one strategy focus for tonight? Every night that I play, I have one strategy that I'm working on, whether I'm working on my opening ranges, my three betting ranges, working on C betting, working on specific HUD statistics I'm trying to take advantage of, you know, my opponent's HUD statistics, whatever it is, I have that one focus in mind before I sit down to play. Question number four is, what is my 5-minute question for the night? Every time I play, I put on my Tabata timer for 5-minute intervals, and when it goes off, I ask myself a question like, is this table still profitable? Or who should I be trying to get into hands with at this table? Or what playing style does each opponent have at this table? Or am I still in the right frame of mind to be playing a session? This exercise or this question keeps me focused on the game. Question number five I answer is, what is my logic statement? I write down a logic statement that I need to keep in mind as I play. And I get a lot of these logic statements from Jared Tendler's book, The Mental Game of Poker, and a lot of the other ones I just kind of have come up with myself. Here's one that I used very recently. As long as I keep playing stronger ranges with better decisions, I'll win out in the end. So I always have a logic statement that I'm kind of focused on before I start my session. And the last question, the sixth question I ask myself is, how long will I play tonight? I always set an end time, whether it's 1, 2, or 3 hours after I start my session. I don't want to play beyond that because normally it's at night and I need to go to bed at some point to get enough sleep for the next day. So I always stop myself at least by 3 hours, sometimes after only 2 hours or so. Okay, so next up, after I play my session, I have some steps for my cooldown. Now, the cooldown basically is just my chance to reflect on the session. The first thing I do is, and it might be results-oriented, but I check my Poker Tracker 4 stats to see how much I'm up or down for the session. For some people, looking at your results, especially if it's a negative result, can be bad if it keeps them from sleeping, makes them toss and turn in their sleep, they get really angry because of it, whatever the case is. It doesn't really affect my sleep whether I'm up or down, so I go ahead and check that every night. The next part of my reflection on the session I just played is I answer some questions in my journal. The first one is, what did I learn today? Every session that I play, as long as I was paying attention, I should have learned something, whether it was regarding the focus for the night or something completely different. Hopefully I was paying attention enough to my play, to my opponent's play, and I learned something to do for the future, you know? And the second question is, was it a pass or fail session? I grade my session based on how I play. Not exactly if it was a profitable session or a losing session. That doesn't count at all in the pass or fail. Passing a session means I made good decisions. I was focused. I was paying attention. I was playing my A game. Failing a session is going on tilt, spewing money, making bad decisions, calling out a spite, anything like that is a session fail. So, you know, hopefully most of the time my goal is to pass the session, of course. And if you go to the show notes, I took a snapshot of one journal entry so you can see kind of how I write it out and answer my questions. And you can also get a look at my crappy handwriting. And that's in the show notes for this episode. Challenge! Here's my challenge to you for this episode. Before and after each poker session this week, do your own warm-up and cool-down. Let me know how it works for you. I'd also love to see a picture of your journal, or you can tell me the questions you ask yourself to get in your A game mindset. Commit to this for 1 week to see how it helps your game. Now it's your turn to take action and do something positive for yourself.
Oh, that's it now. Get out there and be somebody. Go write a book.
All right, to recap this episode, episode number 5, warm-ups and cooldowns. I shared with you why you need to incorporate warm-ups and cooldowns, gave you my solid and proven warm-up and cooldown routine, then I challenged you to put it to the test. Well, that covers warming up and cooling down for poker A-game greatness. Greatness. How about... Oh, I know. Let's do this. Well, that covers warming up and cooldown for poker A-gamosity. All right, I've got a new catchphrase. Please go to the show notes at smartpokerstudy.com/5 for links to everything mentioned here. And while you're there, sign up for the smartpokerstudy.com newsletter. And for doing that, I'll send you my ultimate poker resource guide for free. This guide will help you with the most important poker maths that you need to know. You'll get poker range chromatics, flashcards to help you memorize important numbers, a system for you to follow for great poker success, and killer info on the most important HUD stats you need in order to exploit your opponents. All right, so please send me your constructive feedback on this episode. Did I deliver on my mission as outlined in the beginning? Will you now incorporate warm-ups and cooldowns? Did I miss anything you think I should have discussed? Did I drop the ball entirely? Please visit the show notes page at www.smartpokerstudy.com/5 and leave a comment there. You can also send me an email to sky@smartpokerstudy.com, tweet me at smartpokerstudy, or post your question in the Facebook group at smartpokerstudy.com/discuss. Oh, and tweet me a message after your first warm-up, something like, just warmed up, ready for A-game-osity. If you've got any questions for Friday's Q&A episode, please send them to me through all the channels just mentioned. Your question can be related to what we discussed today or anything else. If I use your question, I'll give you a shout out in the episode and you'll be famous for a day. Plus, if you've got an idea for a podcast topic that you would like me to discuss, I'd love to hear that as well. In the last episode, I reviewed a hand history sent in by LTU Maximus. After that show, LTU Maximus left a comment through the show notes, and he said, "Thanks a lot, Sky. Fantastic review and analysis. If I would have so much time to think before any serious decision when I'm playing 6 tables, I might do a better job and make a good decision and fold." Well, thank you so much, Maximus. I really appreciate you sending that in, not only the hand history, but that comment after the fact as well. So, just like Maximus did, if you've got anything you'd like to share with me, just comment in the show notes. I read and respond to all of them. Alrighty, poker people, be sure to listen to the next episode, number 6, where I answer your questions. Please keep sending them in. If you enjoyed our time together and learned a little something, please share it with a friend. You can tweet out the link to the show notes, retweet my tweets, Facebook your friends about us, email our website address to that dude you know, whatever. Word of mouth is the best advertising, and a recommendation from you to your friends would be most appreciated. Until next time, study smart, play hard, and make your next session the best one yet. I want a lot of help. I want the world.